Patrice in California is looking for some ideas on reusing an old tub. Patrice, do you want to use it as a tub again or perhaps a planter?
A planter?
Yeah.
Oh, that would work maybe. I was thinking about trying to use it indoors. I don't know what it would take to fix it up, and I'd have to remodel the bathroom, and it may be way out of my price range.
So you want to refunction it as a continuing use as a bathtub?
If it's possible.
Is it like a beautiful clawfoot tub?
Yeah, it's clawfoot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's probably 50, 60 years old.
Yeah. Well, what you might want to do is have it re-enameled. Now, where are you getting this old bathtub?
It was used as a horse water trough on
property
of my parents. But it's in.
Oh, wow. So it's got a bit of family history to it.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely try to reuse that. You know, we used to have one of those in my house growing up, and I remember that when my grandmother owned our house, it's been in our family for many, many years, that it was pulled out of the bathroom, and it sat outside for many years, and we used to wash the dogs in it. And I'm sad that that's not around today, because it would make a beautiful addition to the bathroom. I mean, what's old is new.
Right.
Oh, clawfoot tubs are gorgeous.
Yeah, what you're probably going to want to do is have that completely re-enameled. There are services available that do that.
And it's far less expensive than purchasing a brand new clawfoot tub.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It does need to be done by a pro.
Okay. I didn't think I could do it myself. Okay.
No. Fortunately, those things really don't wear out with age. I mean, they're as good today as they were the day they came off the assembly line.
Right. The enamel doesn't even look that bad.
The only word of caution is that, of course, when you put in a clawfoot tub, it requires special fixtures and special faucets and a whole new shower curtain hanging device. So there's a little bit of work and refitting that needs to be done in your bathroom as well. And I know that with clawfoot tubs, because they're so heavy in the first place, because they're cast iron for the most part, and then with the weight of the water, you need to make sure that your floor joist, is it running perpendicular or parallel with the tub, Tom?
Well, you need to make sure that the weight is spread out. So, for example, if you had a modern house that had, say, 5/8 of an inch thick plywood sheathing on the floor, plywood subfloor, and that claw foot was right in between, say, you know, 2 16-inch apart joists, you're going to find that it's going to sink into the floor. So you want to make sure that the floor is properly reinforced in that area.
So it's going to probably take tearing out the floor.
Well, what's below the floor?
Just underneath the house.
Well, it's easier to work from underneath the house than it is to tear out the floor on top.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You see? You just got to flip that thinking around there.
Yeah,
Patrice.
Really.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And there goes another happy Money Pit customer looking for a way to reuse her old clawfoot tub.
I thought she wanted to use it as a planter. I thought
I
that's what she was thinking. We've got this great tub. We're not going to use it anymore. Got any ideas?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, but she wants to use it as a bathtub.
I was like, we could make a boat, we could fill it with dirt and put plants in it, we could have a kiddie pool party in the backyard.
I was thinking you could put it in your dining room and put a glass tabletop.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, well,
cool.
If it's pretty cool looking, let's talk about
right?
a table base.
There you go. All right, Patrice, well, hopefully we gave you plenty of ideas, and it sounds like it's going to be a really neat project.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.